unique is moving to the music. I'm glad to see that. That makes me feel good. It really does. It means I picked something that makes you feel good. Unique Greathouse is here, or I'm sorry, Unique Dukes is here, along with Sarah Klibbeck, I believe, and they're representing Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Also, Danielle Greathouse is here. I've merged your names for a minute. Unique, tell me about yourself. How old you are, where you go to school, that kind of basic stuff. Just how old are you?
10.
And where do you go to school?
Arsenal.
What grade are you in?
5th.
And you live in Garfield, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you know Brothers and Sisters Emerging there by any chance? BASE, B-A-S-E. They do a lot of great programs in Garfield. You're the little, last I checked, right? You're the little sister.
She's getting taller. Yeah, she's going to be taller than her big soon.
So, Unique, who is this?
Sarah,
can you tell me about her a little bit? How would you describe her? I'll give you a minute to think. If you could think of three words to describe Sarah, what would those three words be?
Funny.
I know. I don't want to put you on the spot. Funny. She seems very organized. I don't know why I'm getting that vibe from her. Is she organized? Yeah. Loving, maybe. Let's see. We'll ask her the same question. How would you describe Unique in three words?
Oh, gosh. I'd also say she's funny. I'd also say she's very loving, especially with her brothers, and very smart.
Unique, tell me about your brothers. How old are they, and what are their names?
They're 9 and 8, and their names are Dayon and Zaire.
And is there anybody else in your family?
My Aunt Kim.
Any pets?
Mm-mm.
No? So I'm curious a little bit, how long have the two of you been together? Either of you can answer that. And I'm curious just, you know, how your match started and how's it going?
Well, it'll be 2 years coming up in March. So almost 2 years. And I don't know, we just have a lot of fun together. We were just reading through all the things that we've done, and we hang out at least twice a month, so we've gone on more than 50 outings.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we've done all the museums. We've done Kennywood. We like to bake a lot, and we just like to have a lot of fun.
That's great. What do you bake? Do you have any favorite or things you really just enjoy baking and eating?
Whenever we made 100 or more cupcakes.
They were mini cupcakes, but yeah.
Wow. Were they all for you or for somebody else? That's a lot of cupcakes. Do you like to cook, Unique? Is there anything you like to make? I mean, you mentioned cupcakes, but are there other specialties or things you enjoy?
Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, excellent. You make those yourself? No, cinnamon rolls are a great thing, especially when they're hot and full of all that white stuff they put on them. Sarah, do you work? Are you employed?
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
Oh, mm-hmm. What a great, may I ask where you work?
Yeah, I work at Children's.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Such a great facility, and you have hard days and long days, yet you decided that you wanted to be a big. How did you arrive at that decision?
Well, I was the youngest in my family growing up, and I never had a little sister, a little brother, and I kind of always wanted one. And being a nurse, I do have long days, but I only work 3 days a week, so I had some extra time to give back. But, I always wanted to do it, I think.
So, Unique, you mentioned that Sarah's really funny. Can you think of a time when she really made you laugh and you just couldn't stop laughing? Maybe during something you did or just a place you went? Sarah's eyes immediately lit up, Unique, when I said that. I mean, what makes her funny? Does she tell jokes? Just makes you laugh? I mean, just making you laugh is a pretty good thing.
Can you think of anything? Mm-hmm. We're just goofy together, I think.
Being goofy is a good thing. Do you ever go out to eat with each other or go to any Pittsburgh attractions and stuff? What do you like to do when you're together?
We like to go, we've gone to Kennywood a couple times.
Ooh.
That was fun. Neither of us like to ride the big roller coaster, so we make a great match.
Yes, you're very good partners. You can take my wife with you, too. She's not fond of those big roller coasters.
What else do we like to do, Unique? We like to listen to music in the car when we're going places. What kind of music do we like to listen to? Yeah, Little Mix. We both love Little Mix and Beyonce.
So, Unique, have you thought about what you might like to do as you get older, like whether you would like to work or just what dreams you might have?
You can tell. I'm going to be a photographer.
Really? Do you take pictures now? Excellent. Photography is really a great skill to be able to develop. What kinds of pictures do you like to take them of people or of nature or what do you enjoy?
People.
Yeah, it's fun to do that. Now, I'm curious about this. Do you like having your picture taken? Or would you rather take somebody's picture?
Take someone's picture.
I'm like that, too. I would much rather take somebody's picture than have them taken. What do you think, when do you know you have a good picture? I know you kind of just know it when you know it, but you got to catch a person looking good, I guess. Or is there any way you know that you have a good picture?
You got to get close so you have a good angle.
That makes sense. Looking at what's in the background, I know, is really important, too. And lighting and stuff. I'm looking at Sarah. Are you a good photographer?
I like to take pictures. Unique's pretty good, though. We like to take pictures, for sure.
Well, the world needs people that do that. Do you draw or paint or do any art? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I draw.
Say that you throw clay?
I draw.
Oh, you draw. I'm sorry. I thought you said I throw, and I'm thinking, and when you draw pencils, or what do you use to draw with?
Pencils.
Nice. What do you like to draw?
Unicorns and people.
Oh, very cool. I saw a Halloween costume of a unicorn the other day and kind of liked it. Did you go out trick-or-treating?
Mm-mm.
No? Ours was delayed in our community.
People brought me candy.
Nice.
And they got noodles for Halloween.
You are unique. People brought you candy. What did you get? What did people bring you?
I got this whole bag of candy. And I got lots of bubble gum. And
did you say noodles? Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. She got noodles.
Noodles. People brought you noodles, like ramen noodles or just noodles.
Yeah.
That's I'm sure they meant that in a very nice way. I've never heard of anybody getting noodles. Nice. Well, I'm going to turn over to Danielle Greathouse, who is enjoying listening to this conversation, to ask what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
You know, we always look for those volunteers to come our way. We definitely have shortage of male volunteers. So if you're 21 or older, come our way. We always have little brothers waiting. If you heard about Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, we have a couple of events going on that day that you can come and be part of. And just check out our website or give us a call. We're around.
These two are amazing sisters. They're getting goofy as you and I are talking, and they're giggling. I'm going to give them another reason to giggle. We have a pass for the Children's Museum and Museum Lab, and it was nice to see you smile. You can use that anytime. You don't have to use that today. And then I've got these real metal buttons with real pens, so be careful. from our Youth Express program, one for each of you. We'll pass one over to Danielle, too. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having us today.
You're very welcome. And it's nice to meet all of you. bbsphgh.org is how you can get additional information on Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Unique, you are unique. Sarah, you are uniques. And Danielle, you are unique too. Everyone in the room is unique or uniques. Thank you, all three of you, for being here.
Thank you for having us.